That's due to the issues of the Fed and central banks continuing to prop up this economy and this global market. So I think we're going to see just higher prices.
That's right. We're ready to go. Thank you for being here with us. Drop your energy bill. Today, a returning guest, a great guest of the show, a friend of the show, a man who really needs no introduction among folks who understand energy, Steve Santangelo, SRS Rocco Report. Steve, welcome in today.
Ronnie, it's great to be here. A lot of interesting things happening in the world today, so we've got plenty to talk about.
Yeah, it is amazing what is happening and how little energy seems to be a part of it until, we don't have it. what about the folks in California lately, right? So energy is what it's all about. It always has been. But I wanted you to get into the thing about energy because a lot of the listeners, I mention you often on the show in your research, because of the return on energy investment. So I want to get into some of the things that history tells us so we can get some clues about where we're going in the future. Jump into it.
Yeah, you know, you're correct. It is all about energy. And just like a company, their profit and loss, if they continue to lose money, they go out of business. They go bankrupt. They close their doors. Well, it's the same thing with humans and energy systems. Humans, if we live in a simple agricultural environment like farming back in the day, you had to produce enough food so you don't starve. If you don't produce enough food, or if you're a hunter-gatherer and you don't gather or hunt enough food, then you starve. So there is this energy return on investment. And thousands of years ago, most of the humans on the earth were hunter-gatherers. But they had a very high energy return on investment. It was about 10 to 1. So for every calorie of energy that they expended, Rodney, to get to acquire their food, they got about 10 calories of energy food. And this worked fine until people started to think, well, you know what, instead of dealing with nature, let me go ahead and start planting food. And then we became farmers, simple farmers. Well, that lowered the energy return on investment to half, 5 to 1. But you could be in more control over it. You just had to spend more energy to get that energy, the food. And so that's where we came from. We were hunter-gatherers. We moved to simple farming. And then when we started bringing on oxen and horses, it allowed us to even produce more food, but the thing is, it lowered the energy return on investment of food delivery or food production to about between 1 to 2 to 1, because you had to consider all the food, the pasture, that the horse or oxen, they consumed. And so that's where we came from. It was all based on the energy, and if we needed to do more farms, we cut down forests. We used it for pasture for these animals, and that's how the global population expanded across the earth, from hunter-gatherers to simple and, let's say, more advanced farming, simple farming.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's where we came from. But then we got smart, and in the 1600s, that's when England started to replace wood. We were using a lot of wood as energy sources, either for heating, for cooking, for simple power. But then we went to coal. It started in the 1600s, and it started to move. The U.S. started tapping into their coal more into the 1800s. And so then we moved into coal, and coal was more condensed than wood is. It has almost double the energy return on investment. Let's say in the beginning it was like 70 or 80 energy return on investment. And wood was about 30 to 1, 30 energy return on investment. But the coal was much more condensed and could do a lot more work. So in the from the 1600s to the 1800s, that's what the world was using for its energy source, not only human and animal labor, but also wood, and then we transitioned to coal because coal was more condensed, and it provided us more bang for the buck, the energy buck.
It is interesting. It is very, very, very interesting. So along about 1850, another transition began, something that was discovered floating around in the creeks in America, in particular up in Pennsylvania, I think, something called oil.
Yeah, that's correct. They started producing oil in the late 1800s. 1870s, 1800s, and I've even heard it was used in different parts of the world much earlier, but on a much smaller scale. But it became an industrial energy source starting in the late 1800s, and so oil is it has a very high energy return on investment, just like coal, but you can transport it. That's the difference with coal. Coal, you can't. It's very hard to use as an energy source for transportation, and then that's when it wasn't. There was no coincidence, Rodney, that when we started tapping into all this oil, that the automobile truck industry took off in the early 1900s. And even though there was ethanol that was used first, oil replaced ethanol. Farmers grew corn and made ethanol, and that was a power source for early cars and trucks, but then it moved to oil. So then in late 1800s, early 1900s, we moved to this new oil energy. And the oil energy was the source now that was replacing coal. And even though we still use a lot of coal, mostly for electric generation, oil is the blood that runs the global economy. It's the transportation. As you know, there's about 3 days worth of food in a grocery store, supermarket. Mm-hmm. And that's possible due to the liquid fuels, gasoline, diesel. And so oil definitely changed the whole global economy.
And millions and millions and millions of trucks out on the highway delivering all these things from all around the world. Literally, the average food supply, the listeners know, travels about 1,500 miles to get from source to table. Incredible how much energy is expended to move food around. That's why I like local, and I love our listeners. I like Steve Santangelo being with us here today, SRS Rocco Report. And after these important messages, stick around. We're going to take it to another level.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Attic Guard drops attic temperatures up to 70 degrees. Attic Guard guards against heat. Attic Guard saves you moolah. That's money. 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447.
Most heating and cooling travels through duct systems. Up to 90% leak. Finally, there's an answer. It seals and insulates in one application.
Hurry, don't wait. Call 877-224-1447 today.
Remember walking down the beach? Around the waterfalls? That fresh, clean air? Get that every day with the Fresco Air Purifier. Cleans up any odor, smoke, pets, mold, mildew. Eliminates them all without filters. FrescoHealth.com.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit energysourcehome.com.
Mobile homeowners, listen up. Tired of high energy bills, leaky roofs, drafty windows, bad ductwork, and cold floors? For professionals that can help you solve all these issues and more, call 877-224-1447. 877-224-1447. Call now.
Business opportunities are exploding in the field of renewable, sustainable green energy. People are needed in industries like new home construction, green building and remodeling, and land development using solar and net zero. Learn how to get started. Call Rodney at 877-224-1447.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains and Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Most heating and cooling travels through duct systems. Up to 90% leak. Finally, there's an answer. It seals and insulates in one application.
Hurry, don't wait. Call 877-224-1447 today.
Attic-Guard. Drops attic temperatures up to 70 degrees. Attic-Guard. Guards against heat. Attic-Guard. Saves you moolah. That's money. 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447.
Famous Fresco for more than 20 years, the absolute best in air purification. Visit frescohealth.com or call 877-224-1447. That's frescohealth.com. Call or visit them online today.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Yeah. Or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Most heating and cooling travels through duct systems. Up to 90% leak. Finally, there's an answer. It seals and insulates in one application.
Hurry, don't wait. Call 877-224-1447 today.
Remember walking down the beach? That fresh, clean air? Get that every day with the Fresco Air Purifier. Click frescohealth.com. Cleans up any odor, smoke, pets, mold, mildew. Eliminates them all, guaranteed. Check it out, frescohealth.com.
All right, let's go, let's go. Listen, today is the last day for you to take advantage of the energy saving kit I've put together for you. Save up to $400 a year each and every year on water and energy. Now, this energy saving pack includes shower heads, toilet savers, outlet switch sealers to stop air infiltration, furnace alert to tell you when it's time to clean your furnace filter, a blanket that'll wrap around your water heater and seal it and save you money, aerators for the kitchen faucet, and all these things for just $199. That's a special you can't turn down. One time, $199 for a lifetime, $400, up to $400 a year savings for the energy saving pack. So all you got to do is go over to the website, Energy Saving Pack at DropYourEnergyBill.com. Well, here's the phone number. Write it down. 877-224-1447. 877-224-1447 for the Energy Saving Pack. Take advantage of it. Today is the last day for $199. Save up to $400 a year from now evermore. So do that. Do that today. 877-224-1447. All right, so back into the energy stuff with Steve St. Angelo. And we're getting into the history of things when we got into oil. And oil started, obviously, as a product of drilling. And the first rig, the big, big first one down in East Texas. I've been to that location down there. And that location had a rig that was... God, when it came in, that well came in at over 100,000 barrels a day. That was the largest oil well. It was drilled on a little salt dome down there in East Texas. And incredible, incredible how... And I think oil was 10 cents a barrel then. 10 cents a barrel. And obviously the guy that owned that made millions of dollars. So oil is the basis, the foundation for energy. And it's amazing how that works. So, when we talk about energy and how that really ties together, we have many things that we can reference today related to energy. Now, your perspective on energy is basically just to go to the pump, put it in your car, or go to the light switch, flip it on, or hit your thermostat and it's cool or it's warm. So you kind of take it for granted. I mean, really, you do. You go to your office, you think, oh, it's going to be whatever it is. You go to your factory and you just flip the lights on or whatever you do. Or you pick up your smartphone, right? And you get on the internet or you pick it up to make a phone call. You see, that's all related to energy. Now, why is oil and natural gas such a critical component of all this? We have now most of the generation coming from electricity transitioning. I say most, meaning that the new transition is going now more to natural gas generation, which I think is a phenomenal, phenomenal move because it makes complete sense to use natural gas to run electric generators. And many times I get the question, Rodney, should I put in solar? Look, hey, solar is a great, great product if you've addressed your consumption. I had the conversation yesterday, as I do every week with folks. You contact me, you can get over at info@dropyourenergybill. Get to info@dropyourenergybill. That's how you stay in touch with us 24/7 right online. We're happy to answer your questions and help you and give you the information you need to help you make wise decisions. But all you got to do is remember, logically think through things and then critically tear it apart, and then you'll get in. Let the actual goal and the situation make the decision for you when you bring together all the facts. That way you know you're getting the right answer. If you let emotion get involved, then you might not be getting the right answer. Or if you got some silver tongue salesman trying to sell you something, you might not get the right answer to your problem. So having solar, having renewables, as they're called, okay, and solar, geothermal, wind, they're all in that renewable. Natural gas is actually renewable in that regard, too, or it's considered a classified one. But the thing is that gas is a component of drilling oil wells historically. Now, they are drilling gas wells today, and those gas wells constitute a big percentage of the market. It's two separate commodities. Remember, energy is always a commodity. It's not just a product. Electricity is a commodity. It's sold on the market. This is why we have what's called a national grid. This is why there's challenges in California right now. The folks in California, going back when I got into this in the 70s, we had a big energy issue. We had a huge energy issue in the 70s. And then 2000, we had another issue with energy, California, here and in parts of the country. And through the years, we've had all these challenges with energy. Back in the Northeast, over 50 million people went without electricity. You might remember because supposedly a limb fell over a substation in a storm in Ohio, and it caused this chain of events that led to the grid crashing. Well, why would that be? See, if we go back to the beginning, we go back to history, we find that the history of energy production happened locally. The country as we know it today is tied together. And I think probably not for the best in most ways, because we've gotten away from what built the country, which were local communities. The local community where people knew people and you got your products, goods, and services from the local community. This is why you hear me say, I like local. I like local. Because if you can keep it local, your energy costs are reduced. And frankly, you get a fresher, better food quality. You get more economic benefits from keeping things right there where you are, the place that you are doing business. Okay, so commerce is benefited that way as well. And so you're not sending your money off to some place. And I mean, who knows where it is, right? And so that's what's led to all the issues regarding store closures, if you will, and businesses closing. And now we're seeing it even more dramatically because there's not as much business going on in places. But again, this is a great opportunity. Things are on sale now, if you will. So you can take advantage of that. And this is why I advocate you start a business. why don't you start an energy efficiency business? Because I can tell you that going forward, energy and energy-related transportation and food related to natural and no chemical, chemical-free things are going to be the three business models of the future. Got to have energy. Nothing happens without energy. Nothing happens without energy. Think about it. Except you can actually do something with your personal energy. You need to be healthy to do that. If you're not well, you're not going to feel like doing very much, so you can't produce anything. As Steve Santangelo said in our first segment, the return on energy investment when you grow things is about 5 to 1, okay? When you buy them, when you factor out all the transportation and all the distance and all the other things related to the energy cost to it, our energy return on investment is not anywhere close. In fact, it's probably negative today. We have a negative energy return on investment. Negative energy, right, Steve?
Yeah. The rule of thumb now is it takes 10 units of energy for the agricultural, the modern planting, harvesting, processing, and distribution of food to get it on your dinner plate. You've burned 10 calories of energy, 10 units of energy to supply one unit of energy food on the dinner plate. So that's a huge net energy loser.
I was getting ready to say, in my math world, that's a pretty negative thing. That's like, wow.
Yeah,
amazing.
That only worked because of the high energy return on investment of the oil that we tapped into. And so that worked for the last 100+ years. But unfortunately, as the energy return on investment of oil is falling because it takes so much more energy to produce the energy, to get this energy, then now it's starting to cause a lot of trouble in the global economy. And that's why you're seeing so much debt. And, the global economy has lost 10% of its oil consumption in just a very short period of time. And that's very bad news.
So what people need to realize is that all this debt that's being created to prop the economy is really underlying energy. Energy is the current.
That's correct. It's like you can't continue business as usual. So you have to kind of borrow more. And so this debt is offsetting this falling energy return on investment, and that can only go on so long. And I do believe we are already in bad shape, but I think the world is going to realize how bad energy is within the next 5 to 10 years. And this is not something that we can come back from. So we have to adjust by being more efficient with the energy we have.
More efficient. Wonder where I've heard that before. Hey, after these words, we'll be right back with Steve Santangelo, my great guest, SRS Rocco Report. You can go over to his website. There'll be a link on Drop Your Energy Bill for it. Hey, get over to the website and sign up for the 0.70 Club if you'd like to become more energy efficient. Hey, I'm Rodney Leatherman. I'll be back right after these words with Steve Santangelo.
You can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco air cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco air cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Mobile homeowners, listen up. Tired of high energy bills, leaky roofs, drafty windows, bad ductwork, and cold floors? For professionals that can help you solve all these issues and more,
Steve, call
877-224-1447.
Yes. Steve, 877-224-1447.
Call now.
Steve,
most heating and cooling travels through duct systems. Up to 90% leak. Finally, there's an answer. It seals and insulates in one application.
Hurry. Don't wait. Call 877-224-1447 today.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Attiguard drops attic temperatures up to 70 degrees. Attiguard guards against heat. Attiguard saves you moolah. That's money. 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Business opportunities are exploding in the field of renewable, sustainable green energy. People are needed in industries like new home construction, green building and remodeling, and land development using solar and net zero. Learn how to get started. Call Rodney at 877-224-1447.
Attiguard drops attic temperatures up to 70 degrees. Attiguard guards against heat. Attiguard saves you moolah. That's money. 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447.
Most heating and cooling travels through duct systems. Up to 90% leak. Finally, there's an answer. It seals and insulates in one application.
Hurry, don't wait. Call 877-224-1447 today.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, we're going to go. We're going to go, go, go. Now, here's the number you need to write down, 877-224-1447, 877-224-1447, so you can take advantage. Today is the last day to take advantage of the energy saving kit I've put together for you. You're going to save up to $400 a year using this incredible little kit shipped right to your door. You get it, it's got water saved up to 16,400 gallons of water saved annually using the things in this kit, and energy up to $400 a year in energy savings. And these products, once you put them in, you never replace them again. They're permanent. They're there from now on. So each and every year you save energy. 877-224-1447. And Steve, it's kind of important for people to save some energy, don't you think?
Yes, you know, it's like everything else. When there's plenty of something, people don't tend to be conservative with it. We just use it up, and the problems arise when the energy becomes an issue. And so, again, for the last 120, 30 years, oil really hasn't been an issue. I mean, there have been supply shocks and price shocks, but we've continued to add more. And now that the world is dealing with two different things, we are seeing a peak of conventional oil production and soon a peak in unconventional. That's the number of barrels that are being produced and consumed. And then there's the energy quality of that oil is continuing to fall. It just takes a lot more energy to produce that oil, and less net energy is getting to the global economy. And so without oil production growth, there's no GDP growth. And so when you understand that connection, yes, that's when the world starts to get into trouble. And I believe as you know, most people, 99% of people don't understand this. I don't think they really understand the situation.
Well, the other thing with the petrodollar that was created back in the 70s, you know, we went off the gold standard, and I know a lot of your research is into the mining and how that ties into the economy. And people think about smartphones. They don't realize that mining is a critical component of that because every smartphone's got a minute amount of silver in it. Solar panels have silver. Wind turbines have silver, gold. These things are, you can't make these products without mining. And so mining requires energy, it requires oil. But when that petrodollar thing happened, that was swapping our energy. We became an importer, and we were the biggest exporter of energy in the world for a long time, right?
Yeah, the U.S. was the Saudi Arabia in the 1930s and 1940s. And actually, right before World War II started, the U.S. was the produced 60% of the global oil production. And we were the ones that really helped the Allies win the war because we were able to supply this very valuable oil, which fortunately the Germans and as well as the Japanese did not have good quality, a good amounts of energy of oil. So this is what really beat them in the end. It was the energy.
Yep. Yeah, it was because the whole thing with the Pearl Harbor was because of the blockade. But we'll get into some of that stuff later on, maybe in a podcast. But when we talk about now we move into the 70s and 80s, we go off the gold standard, which really made the country what it was from a global perspective. Now we move into the petrodollar, which is now the U.S. all of a sudden becomes one of the biggest importers of energy in the world, so that these other countries, they would take our dollars that we were buying their oil with and they would buy our debt. Is that kind of how it worked?
Yes. There is no coincidence, Rodney, that the U.S., after the U.S. peaked in oil production in 1970. Now, this is conventional. This is the good stuff. In 1970, the next year, Nixon dropped the gold dollar peg. So that's no coincidence. And when he did that, then that unleashed a decade of huge inflation as the oil price went from $1.80 a barrel to $36 a barrel in 1980, and that's why silver and gold prices exploded, because the cost to produce these metals, surged. And I've got the data on that. So, yes, what we did as we went off the gold standard, we decided to use the printing press, and instead of exchanging something of real value for the Middle East oil, we gave them U.S. treasuries. And so that started the petrodollar system, which is now also coming to an end. So that gave the U.S. Economy another 40, 50 years.
So now, now what do we do? We better be saving some energy somewhere, hadn't we?
Yes, this is the problem. And what we've done, you hear the president talk about our energy independence, and unfortunately, it's going to be a boom bust. It's just like the gold, the California gold rush. It was a boom and bust. Mm-hmm. And the shale industry in the U.S. is going to be a boom and bust. And I believe the bust is now taking place. So we could see 50% or more, 75% of that production gone by the end of the decade. And so now the U.S. is in very big trouble because it has to import more oil to offset. And I think the dollar is going to get in serious trouble, Rodney.
Well, at the same time, over at the website, we've got an index there that shows the real cost of things. Now, they use 2,500 data points. They do it twice a year. And the real cost of things are increasing at about 10% annually and have been for over 10 years. When you couple that with what you're talking about and more debt being created to offset the less energy being produced, and then obviously exporting this debt, so to speak, for that energy, this means a compounding effect of the purchasing power of the dollar. So therefore, we're going to probably see massive increases, is what you're telling me, in the cost of energy.
Well, you see, that's if we go into hyperinflation like Venezuela, that's what we would see. But in the relation to everything, the price of energy or oil, will not go up higher than other things. They all go up together. But
right,
according
right.
to the study of the thermodynamics of oil depletion, here's what's fascinating. The oil industry will collapse under lower prices, not higher, because the quality of the oil is not worth a high price. You see, the whole idea of supply and demand doesn't work anymore because of the falling energy return on investment. It's like a brand new car. Why would you pay top dollar for a brand new car or a used car that's 10 years, 15 years old? You don't. And that's exactly the same thing, the same analogy. So we could see higher energy prices if the printing presses come online, then everything goes up in price together.
Right, right. That's interesting because personally, I think that's what we're going to see is a lot more injection of currency debasement, if you will, purchasing power, hyperinflation. And so I think coupled with the fact that we're going to see a reduction in domestic energy production. Do you think this is maybe why some people are pushing now for this, quote, green thing, which is not really green, but that's another discussion. But they want, quote, renewables and sustainables. And they don't understand, I don't believe, that you got to mine aluminum and glass and other things to make a solar panel and to make laptops and to make smartphones. This is all petroleum-based. So how in the heck are we supposed to do this, Steve?
Well, you brought up an excellent point. And not only are the primary energy sources now in trouble, especially oil, because if you want to drill natural gas wells, you have to have hundreds of trucks that are powered by diesel.
Mm-hmm.
And so the thing is, you need the oil that allows everything else. But here's the problem. I've been looking into now some utility companies. You see you see utility companies on the monopoly board. They were the safe investment. They paid nice dividends. They made money. They were great investments. They were the blue chip stocks.
Sure.
I'm looking
sure.
at some of these utilities. They're not making any money. They're losing money. They've been losing money. So not only are the primary energy sources are in trouble, the utility companies that actually take this energy and then make electricity and provide electricity for homes, they're in trouble. And I think they're starting to get more trouble because they're doing more green. And green is not really helping them. And so we discussed this. And I'm going to put out a new report on what I'm seeing. And on the SRS Rock report. And so I think I didn't realize how bad now the utility companies are getting into. So it's a whole confluence of events that are taking place. So it's very important that we are very efficient with the remaining energy that we have. And I don't think people understand that.
No, they don't. Here's the thing about the green and utility companies trying to produce this without addressing, and I've said this my whole career, I recognize this even in my youth, you have to look at how much you're using first. And then I got in the solar business in 81. It's just over the years, the same thing. We talked about it pre-show interview when we had this thing about California and all. Look, they're a pretty good mirror of what's to come. You're not going to have energy if you don't start dropping your energy bill, meaning dropping your consumption. You agree?
Yes. Yes. And dropping the consumption is one thing. And that's a major part. And that's because you're dropping, you're making it more efficient. And that's the same issue because I've heard now the global economy, the energy system that runs it is only 12% efficient. If you're putting power through a transmission line, a lot of it's lost in waste heat.
Oh, absolutely.
So
this is
the problem. We've had so much energy that we could use, primary energy that we could dig up or drill and extract. But we've been very inefficient with that. And so now we have to move very quickly to becoming very efficient with this energy. Or, you could see a depression, a global depression that we'll never get out of.
Well, we're talking about, and folks say, well, let's just make renewable, let's go green, let's do this and that. But it's really going to cost more. The least expensive thing you can do is just simply make what you have already more efficient. That is the common sense thing to do. But sadly, common sense is not very common anymore, and I think people would agree, our audience in particular, Steve, because they are a very common sense bunch. In fact, they're the most educated when it comes to energy that there is. When they try to talk to their friends, neighbors, relatives about this, how would you suggest they approach them? Because this is something I get a lot of people ask me, says, well, I know about this stuff, I'm doing it, but I can't get my neighbor or my friends or my family to think it matters.
You know what? I'm starting to, this is the line that I'm starting to use. Okay, do me a favor and stop using all energy for a day.
Oh, my.
And so you tell the person, here's a test. If you don't believe energy is that big of a deal, you can't use any energy. And I'm not talking about putting gasoline in your car. You can't even drive your car. That uses energy. You can't take a shower. You can't make breakfast on the stove. You can't make any toast. When you get to work, if you decide you're going to ride a bike, okay, then you can't use a computer. Don't turn on any lights. Let me see how far you get just in one day, and tell me how your day was if you decided to take on that challenge of not using energy. And I think people would wake up.
Interesting. Steve St. Angelo, SRS Rocco Report, incredible researcher, great mind. Got an approach that I love because he's got common sense, and that's what it takes today to realize what's really going on. You want to know the truth, you're at the right place. Drop your energy bill. Steve and I are going to be doing some more work together going forward. Steve's really excited about this new energy source home that I'm doing because it's pre-engineered, pre-packaged, and delivered anywhere in the world. So we're going to be working together on that and some more things. But Steve, we've got this challenge in front of us. Now, America historically has been a country that raises its level of understanding to challenges. Do you think we can do it this time?
Well, before I say this, you know, it's what's so interesting is even though I focus on this energy, even with my own home, I'm not efficient. So I'm learning through you how to be more efficient with it. So I do appreciate that education. But, you know, if you look at the leaders we have, I don't care what political left or right, you know, where you stand. If you look at the global leaders, I don't know if we're smart enough to make this change, and we need to make it very quickly. And so, if we don't have the correct leaders, they're not going to make the right decisions. And I don't know if we have the time because we only have like five to 10 years to really make this transition to a much more efficient economy. If we don't, then we're going to end up in a chaotic, I call it, collapse. It's going to come in fits and starts. And so that, yeah, I don't know. I don't really think the leaders are capable of doing this.
Well, I think there's so much self-servitude, and I've said this for years, you know, they want what they want, whoever they are. But you've got to look at the person in the mirror and say, you know what, I'm going to be independent. And it really goes back to the beginning of this country and what made it unique in the world history is that the people that wanted this country and created it said, we want to be independent and govern ourselves. We're going to be our own leader because we're going to be accountable and responsible to ourselves. But it seems like now a lot of folks just want to hand their personal responsibility to somebody else and say, well, take care of me or do this for me or do that for me. And that's not really real world in the end, is it?
No, I mean, if you go back and look at the hunter-gatherer societies, the indigenous people, there was always a few freeloaders. There was always a few. But I think the tribe or the group, they kind of took that into consideration. Maybe the freeloaders offered them some humor. Who knows? But like a gadfly. But the problem is now we have so many of them, and that kind of worked when you had this very very huge high energy return on investment. You could kind of allow a lot of people to be on social welfare. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, when energy becomes really problematic, you know what's going to happen? Decentralized governments cannot maintain themselves. It's going to force us to become more local and regional.
Right.
And I don't think economists or analysts or even some of the smart minds understand this. Globalism happened due to oil, and it's going to go. The world's going to become a much bigger place again.
Yes. Well, absolutely. And on that note, after these words, we'll be right back. And take it to another level. Folks, I hope you're taking notes. You'll have this show archived over at the website, Drop Your Energy Bill. You need to be on your little smartphone sharing this with your friends, neighbors, loved ones all across the planet, wherever they are, so they can get educated and learn something about the importance of energy and the underlying return on energy investment. Steve Santangelo, SRS Rocco Report, my guest today.
Fresco for more than 20 years, the absolute best in air purification. Visit frescohealth.com or call 877-224-1447. That's frescohealth.com. Call or visit them online today.
Attiguard drops attic temperatures up to 70 degrees. Attiguard guards against heat. Attiguard saves you moolah. That's money. 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Attiguard drops attic temperatures up to 70 degrees. Attiguard guards against heat. Attiguard saves you moolah. That's money. 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447.
Ever dream of building a new home? What if you could get a lower rate on your mortgage? What if all this costs no more than a normal house? For more information, call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447 or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Remember walking down the beach? That fresh, clean air? Get that every day with the Fresco Air Purifier. Click FrescoHealth.com. Cleans up any odor, smoke, pets, mold, mildew, eliminates them all, guaranteed. Check it out, FrescoHealth.com.
Mobile homeowners, listen up. Tired of high energy bills, leaky roofs, drafty windows, bad ductwork, and cold floors? For professionals that can help you solve all these issues and more, call 877-224-1447. 877-224-1447. Call now.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447 or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
right, we're ready to go. We're ready to go. Rodney Leatherman back. Drop your energy bill. Steve Santangelo, get over to his website, SRS Rocco Report, srsroccoreport.com. Steve Santangelo. Take advantage of the energy saving pack. We're offering that to you half price. This is the last day, so do something. 877-224-1447. Steve, you know, years ago when I got involved and got all the things going with net zero, one of the things we concluded that we had to produce energy local. You had to generate at the site or point of use in order to be most efficient. You have to do that with food. You have to do that with everything. And your work is so important because you tie the package together, because that's the way it used to be. And we've gotten away from that completely. And now things are completely out of control. The wheels are falling off.
Yes. Now, unless we can come up with these massive Star Trek replicators where you push a button and you can make food out of thin air, you know, unless we could do that, we are in trouble. And I totally agree with you. The energy sources should be much more local. That's where local, but at least regional. We should not be getting oil from like Saudi Arabia or from other places in the world. That's crazy. That's just the way it is. So I think your followers are going to understand more very quickly the problems we're facing with energy. So again, efficiency is the only way out of this mess.
Yeah, there is no other solution. It's always been the answer. And back in the 70s when we had the crisis, oh, well, let's do it for a little bit. And then in 2000, oh, let's do it for a little bit. And now we're facing it again. Oh, well, let's buy an electric car. You don't realize that the electricity has to be produced and transmitted to charge your batteries, which are mined out of the earth. We can spend an hour on just that alone. But an electric car is not the answer per se, is it?
No. It's not the answer. It makes the overall energy system worse.
Yes, yes. Yeah, it really does. I loved your article, by the way, you did over at SRS Rocco Report, where the electric car actually weighs more than a 67 Malibu. What?
I know. Isn't that amazing? That's correct. You would think those old cars were heavy, made of steel. The new cars are even heavier.
Yeah, yeah. And much more expensive to build and produce because of the mining involved, the new technology, the batteries, and all the other things that go in it. So, Steve Santangelo, SRS Rocco Report, you'll be able to link over to our website at Drop Your Energy Bill and get his information. But you need to go there, check out his website, sign up, become a member. He's got a new program. You can become a silver or a gold member over at Steve's website. You'll be glad you did. I promise you, he's got the stuff when it comes to the energy return on investment, when he's talking big picture. And get back to us and we'll help you with the details on saving energy and becoming more efficient. Thank you for being with us today. Share us, love us, like us, as always. We love you, and we love being here with you.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
The famous Fresco for more than 20 years, the absolute best in air purification. Visit FrescoHealth.com or call 877-224-1447. That's FrescoHealth.com. Call or visit them online today. Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains and Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.